Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I am delighted to have Lisa Spellman, Vice President and General Manager of Intel Xeon Products and Data Center Marketing, back in the studio with us. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks for having me, Allison. It's good to be back.
So, Lisa, every time you come into the Chip Chat studio, you bring big news with you. So tell me a little bit about what's happening today.
Yes, that's my Chip Chat motto, go big or go home. But what we're here announcing is two actually really exciting advancements in our portfolio. The first one is our Intel Xeon Scalable Processor launch, which is really the culmination of many years of technology investment and ecosystem investment and just some real hard work by some super smart engineers and teams to bring this significant platform advancement. And so in the Xeon Scalable, we're bringing performance, security, agility across compute, storage, and network. And I'm hoping to be able to share enough with you to kind of bring across why I'm so excited about it and why I think so many of our customers are anxious to get started, and we actually have so many that are already out there shipping on early ship versions and really getting the ball rolling because they know their business and their enterprise and their workloads can benefit from these advancements. The second thing that we're talking about today and bringing out is our Intel Select Solutions brand, and this is, again, a lot of hard work with our ecosystem partners and our industry partners to really step back and think about what are some of the barriers to technology adoption today as the stacks get more and more complex. What could Intel and our partners do to help ease some of that complexity and, again, drive up people's performance and their agility of their infrastructure and really give them headroom to keep growing and get faster time to money, faster time to market for their own advancements that they need to deliver to their customers.
I'm really excited to talk to you about both. Let's start with the scalable processors. This has been one of the most ballyhooed launches that I've seen from Intel. Lots of folks have talked about this as the biggest advancement in a decade for Xeon processors. Tell me about why you're so excited about this processor and the capabilities it's delivering to customers.
When I step back from it and look at it, I really do see it as one of those core moments where you see a shift in the capabilities that you're able to provide. And I think that it has been so informed by Intel's analysis and work we've done to truly understand not only data center workloads of today across our enterprise customers, cloud service providers, and across our comms service provider customer base, but also around compute, storage, and network for each of those. And so looking at workloads, breaking them down, understanding what technology would help advance them, drive them to that next phase, and then having the time to actually build it in. I'll just go over some of the basics of the product that drive this improvement. We're talking up to 28 cores here, a 10% improvement in per core performance, which is huge, great for so many applications. We've increased the memory channels and the PCIe lanes to give you a lot more flexibility with the platform and add total capacity for you. We're adding acceleration and changes in the instruction set with things like AVX 512, which I know just flows off the tongue, but is an accelerant for especially high-performance computing, analytics, AI workloads, for security workloads, and delivers some really significant performance improvements by doubling the flops per clock that you get. In addition, we've worked on some of our integrated technologies. So we have things like Quick Assist, which we've had out previously as a discrete option, but also offer in this generation as an integrated option. And crypto and compression is one of those workloads that Quick Assist delivers on and accelerates. And that's actually born of network requirements for moving packets faster across the network, but has found usage in more general data center workloads like security. So we're excited to see that merging of capabilities across different customer bases and across different workloads. In addition, we've improved the advanced RAS capabilities for our mission-critical customers. We've improved storage management with things like Intel Volume Managed Device, which allows you to really step back and look at all the NVMe SSDs that are fanned out across your platform and view them as one block of storage and manage them a lot more efficiently. It saves a lot of cycles having to not go back and forth to each SSD and check to see what it's up to and how much room it has. So we're pretty excited about that. And then I'll share one more integration that I think is super interesting to our high-performance computing customers, and that's our Omnipath architecture. Again, we have a discrete version that's out, and just as we've integrated into our Xeon Phi product line, we now offer a version of Xeon with Omnipath integrated. So when you look at that and say, I've got this AVX 512 capability, I've got integrated Omnipath fabric, and I've got just the value of 28 high-performance cores, you have a really slick-looking high-performance computing machine.
It's amazing that we've brought this out in one platform generation. Typically, we have a few features that we're talking about. You just rattled off, I think, 10 different things. Tell me a little bit about why we decided to integrate into the scalable family all of this benefit of Xeon.
Xeon is and remains a general purpose processor that can do anything. It has the ability to scale across so many different workloads and be truly the workhorse of your data center. In the data center group here, we've made some pretty significant advancements in trying to look at a more platform-centric view, and that's where you start to see the benefits between the connection of our technologies. So you look at something like Intel Optane SSDs, which were launched just a few short months ago, and then adding in that volume management device feature where you actually have capabilities in the processor, capabilities in the SSDs that fundamentally allow them to work better together, which translate to end customer benefit of TCO and higher performance. So one of the things we're pretty excited about in this version is the scalable family's ability to deliver on new and emerging workloads like artificial intelligence. So if you just look in general across the board, you see an average of about a 1.65x performance improvement. And there's workloads that are even higher than that and scale higher in performance, such as artificial intelligence. If you look at just the hardware alone for deep learning, inference, and training, for inference, you get a 2.4x improvement gen to gen. For training, you get a 2.2x. That's great with just the hardware. If you add on top the software optimizations that we've done, that number on both grows to 100x. And I know that sounds crazy, but it is just one of those proof points of how important it is to take that holistic platform view of hardware plus software optimized for a workload, and then you start to see really impactful, meaningful improvements.
Earlier today in your keynote, you discussed a number of different world records, but tell me about the performance capabilities that you're most impressed with in terms of this processor.
You know, I talked to you a little bit about the AI ones and the HPC ones around AVX 512. From a data center infrastructure one, the one that kind of strikes me is this 4.2x more virtual machine performance versus your installed base of four-year-old servers. So it's impressive to think of in 4 years getting an over 400% performance improvement. And again, if you look at the headroom that people need right now to be able to respond to their customers' growing demands and that flexibility that you want built in, I do think that proof point is something that just really delivers on that. The other one for me is the total cost of ownership. So we just know, whether you're an enterprise, a cloud service provider, or a comm service provider, that TCO is the driving factor. So when we look at that comparison versus four-year-old installed technology, you do upgrades now and you can get a 65% improvement and lower TCO in comparison. Those types of value vectors will really speak to our customers and get them interested in looking at how they can deploy this for biggest benefit across their infrastructure.
Tell me a little bit about how customers have responded to this and where have you seen uptick in terms of excitement across the market segments that we're serving.
It was actually back in November of last year that we started shipping and announced that we were shipping our first versions of Skylake to some of our leading cloud service providers. So seeing both Google and Amazon speak publicly about what they've been able to do with the technology, as well as looking across other industries as they deploy. For those that pay attention again to the high-performance computing circles, the top 500 list that just came out in June had three new entrants that had Xeon Scalable already included in them. So these are, again, our early ship customers that are on the cutting edge of technology and investing because they see the return. But what's been cool is to see other industries take advantage. So you saw in the keynote, in Naveen's section, AT&T walked on. And traditionally, we've seen that comm service providers take a little bit longer to validate and deploy new technology and haven't always moved at that same beat rate. What we're seeing now is as comm service providers are on the march to their 5G-ready networks and the services they're delivering are exploding, that they're actually starting to turn into industry leaders, market leaders, as far as technology adoption as well. It was really exciting for us to have AT&T there talking about how important it is to get their network transformation across the 50% threshold this year. So they've gotten the early ship part of the program. They're starting to deploy right away, and it's just great to see that business and industry transformation happen on top of our technology.
I would love to talk to you more about Scalable Processor Family, but we have more news. But wait, there's more. You introduced Intel Select Solutions today, and I think this is a really interesting introduction from Intel. Tell me a little bit about it and why you decided to bring this to market.
The Builders Program is absolutely the foundation, and we've seen such a positive ecosystem response that we wanted to give the opportunity and create opportunity to take it one step further. What we're trying to do is deliver value by reducing the complexity and that investment that it requires in hardware and software evaluation to make a confident deployment decision. And we're trying to make it easier and faster for data centers, for enterprises, for comms network providers to get solutions up and running, and ultimately for them get faster time to money. That delivers to their TCO. And then provide a guaranteed or certified level of performance. So you know that some of the smartest, best engineers in the world have worked together to bring hardware and software, optimize it truly for the unique platform, and then offer it to customers. So you get this foundation that you know has performance levels that are certified, and it has all the good, strong reliability features into it. It's got the new security, the agility features, and then our partners are bringing through their own software innovation as well on top. So we're pretty excited about this. It's different, like I said, than what we've done before, and we're starting with three select solutions, one with VMware, one with Microsoft SQL, and one that we're excited about because it's NFV, the Network Function Virtualization offering, which we see as an opportunity, again, not just for comm service providers, but for enterprises and clouds as well as they begin their journey towards a more modernized and updated network.
Lisa, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations to your team on a successful launch. And one final question for you. For those who are listening online, where would you send folks for more information about the products we talked about today?
Of course, you can always go out to the newsroom.intel.com and follow Xeon Scalable on Twitter. But for a lot more deep dive information on both the Scalable family and the Select Solutions and all that good information about the products and where to buy, I recommend you go out to intel.com/Xeon Scalable, and we've got it all out there.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/BigData, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/data center optimization.